When you were little, you don't understand things as well as you do now that you are older. Adults would tell you things in a way that you could grasp a little better. Now that I am older and I think back to certain things when I was younger, I now understand them better. This is also true for my story that I have about when I was about 11. I was 11 years old, about 12, and I was in the fifth grade. My family was and still is very close. It's me, my mom, my dad, and my older sister. I remember the night, but just not the entire day. I think it was a weekend, and I spent the day with my mom until she had to go to work at night. Before she left, she tucked me into bed, just like she always did. She hugged me, gave me a big kiss, and said she loved me. And I did the same, just as usual. I hated the times when she had to leave for work. Back then, it was more so because I missed her. But thinking back, I realized how dangerous her job truly was. She was a police officer for Port Authority. Every day she worked, her life was in danger. But as a kid, you don't know to think that way, because no one informs you about how dangerous things are. As a kid, it isn't your job to worry about those things. After she tucked me in, I lie in bed trying to fall asleep. I went to bed at about 9, and I heard my mom leave for work around 10:30. I heard the garage door close, and I shut my eyes again, trying to fall asleep so I could see my mom in the morning. While I was sleeping, I felt someone sit down at the edge of my bed. As I turned, I felt their hand on my shoulder, gently shaking it to wake me up. I opened my eyes to see who it was. It was my sister, Amanda. At the time, she was 15. She seemed very calm as she began to speak. Too calm. I knew something wasn't right. She was never very calm about anything. If there was ever an issue, she was always more flustered and frustrated than anything. But that night, she wasn't. As she began to speak, I understood what she was telling me. This had never happened to me before, but I understood, and I was scared. She had just told me that our mom was in a car accident. I remember how she told me. She began by saying, "Mom is okay, but," telling me the information in the easiest way, I guess. It was about 1:30 in the morning. My mom was going on a call by Luciano's Pizza, where a bus hit a limo right near the entrance. My mom took the call because it was near our house, and she needed to stop home after to get something. She was on her way to the call, and she was on McKnight Road. It was raining that night, and the roads were wet. She was right in front of the McDonald's when she hydroplaned. Her police vehicle collided into the phone pole. The whole car was smashed into the pole, and you could barely believe that my mom was in the driver's seat, because the back of the car was now in the front. The car didn't even look like a car. That's how bad the accident was. A car passing by saw the accident and called the ambulance, and they arrived at the scene shortly after. The paramedics got my mom out of the car, and she was conscious, talking to them. My mom was rushed to the hospital, and my dad was picked up by my mom's police chief as he took him to the hospital. My mom suffered from a head injury. She had to get 15 staples in the back of her head. The cage in the back seat of the police car went into the back of my mom's head, cutting the back of her skull. When my dad arrived at the hospital, he was there with my mom through everything. When he walked in the hospital room, he asked my mom if she knew who he was. It took her a minute, but she was able to answer correctly. The doctors asked her name, age, and birthday to make sure her memory was okay. She paused again, processing the information, but again was able to answer correctly. After my sister told me the news, she didn't go into details. I panicked and went downstairs. My grandma, my mom's mother, was there. She called all of our relatives to inform them of what had happened, and she kept them posted on how my mom was doing. My grandma told us that we couldn't go see my mom until the afternoon because she was tired and she needed her rest. When we got to the hospital, before we went in, my grandma explained to my sister and I, mostly to me, of how my mom was and how she may look a little different. It really didn't dawn on me that she would be bruised up and not completely herself. I didn't think about that. I just wanted to see my mom and know that she was okay. When we walked in the hospital room to see her, the back of her head was shaved because of the staples, and she was bruised because of the collision. We stayed with her for a while, trying to take her mind off the pain. She stayed there for 3 days, and when we brought her home, I remember how much pain she was in. It was so hard for her to even get in the house. We set her up on the couch and to relax, and we got her whatever she needed. About 6 weeks after her accident, my mom went back to work. She went in the field, and someone was talking to her, and someone reported a call on the radio, and she never heard it. That's when she found out she had damage in her right ear from the crash. It was too risky for her to work with her condition, so she had to retire. Still to this day, if two people are talking to her, she can't hear them both. or if we're out someplace loud, she can't hear when you talk to her. And the accident was 7 years ago. I asked her if she remembers the accident, and she always responds the same, no. She says she remembers going to work that night, going on the call, but she never remembers being on McKnight Road. She doesn't remember the ambulance coming or talking to the medics. She's also glad she doesn't remember the accident, because she doesn't want to be afraid to drive. When I think back to the accident, there are so many things that I know now that I didn't know then, like the medics were shocked that she survived because of the damage of the vehicle, or actually seeing pictures of the accident. I passed by the area where the accident took place, and it makes me upset and scared at times, because it can really happen to anybody. They looked into the accident to see what happened to my mom. She was going 35 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour road. It was pouring down rain that night, and that's what caused the accident. I am grateful every day that my mom is okay, because life is unimaginable without her. I love her very much, and I'm glad she's okay.